ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यतो न कश्चित् क्वच कुत्रचिद्वा दीना स्वमात्मानम् अलं समर्थ विमोचितं कामदृशं विहार क्रीडा मृगो य निगडो विसर्ग ततो विदुरात् परिहृत्य दैत्य दैत्येषु संगं विषयात्मकेषु उपेत नारायणम् आदिदेवम् स मुक्त संगेरीशितोपवर्गः। ट्रांसलेशन प्रपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। माय डियर फ्रेंड्स ओ सन्स ऑफ द डीमंस, इट इज सर्टन दैट नो वन बेरेफ्ट ऑफ नॉलेज of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been able to liberate himself from material bondage at any time or in any country. Rather, those bereft of knowledge of the Lord are bound by the material laws. They are factually addicted to sense gratification and their target is woman. Indeed, they are actually playthings in the hands of attractive women. Victimized by such a conception of life, they become surrounded by children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. And thus they are shackled to material bondage. Those who are very much addicted to this conception of life are called demons. Therefore, although you are sons of demons, keep aloof from such persons and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, the origin of all the demigods, because the ultimate goal of the devotees of Narayan is liberation from the bondage of material existence. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj has maintained the philosophical point of view that one should give up the dark well of family life and go to the forest to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hitvatma patam griham andhakupam vanam gatoyad dharim ashrayeta. In this verse also, he stresses the same point. In the history of human society, no one at any time or any place has been liberated because of too much affection and attachment for his family. Even in those who are apparently very educated, the same family attachment is there. They cannot give up the association of their families, even in old age or invalidity, for they are attached to sense enjoyment. As we have several times discussed, yan maithunadi grihamedi sukham hi tuchham. So-called householders are simply attracted by sexual enjoyment. Thus they keep themselves shackled in family life. And furthermore, they want their children to be shackled in the same way. Playing the parts of playboys in the hands of women, they glide down to the darkest regions of material existence. Adanta gobhir vishatam tamishram punah punas charvita charvananam. Because they are unable to control their senses, they continue a life of chewing the chewed and therefore descend to the darkest material region. One should give up the association of such demons and adhere to the association of devotees. Thus, one will be able to liberated from material bondage. Hare Krishna. We are indeed fortunate that for the last several days and also now for several days to come, we will be blessed by the divine words of Prahlad Maharaj, who has spoken eternal truths of existence. We find here, and just by simply reading the words of Prahlad, we all here are adult people in our 20s, 30s or 40s, maybe beyond. But figure a small child of 5 years in front of us and speaking this knowledge. Even when we read the translation, we see we feel a sense of power. We feel a sense of force, a sense of immense conviction emanating from the words of this small child. We can feel the pressure of his conviction. When somebody has very powerful faith and he is around you, he influences you very powerfully. And here is a person who is harboring the weight of the most profound knowledge, who as a young child has assimilated. You assimilate means he is eaten, he is digested and assimilated, all three. He is heard, he is understood, he is assimilated, and he is now reproducing to his fellow children, playmates, classmates, this knowledge which is so penetrating in its analysis. It's like in anatomy we dissect the body. The body is a very intricate thing, very intricate structure. And you have to take a scalpel and try to dissect every organ and see how organs are placed, which nerve goes where, and which vessel is placed in conjunction with which organ, like that. There walks in a professor of anatomy right now. You go, Tar Prabhu. Similarly here, and of course, expert anatomist is a person who can really immediately dissect the body and tell you which organ is where and what is. He has knowledge of the organs and the situation and the tip of his fingers. But here is like a person like Prahlad, who has such deep analytical knowledge of, he has dissected out the secrets of material existence with a scalpel of knowledge, and is able to immediately penetrate and reach whatever part of knowledge he wants to address. And here he is exposing, when you go to anatomy hall, the demonstrator, expert anatomist, he just immediately said, "Sir, where is this nerve? I don't find this nerve." He just comes right to the table of the dissection, said, "Here it is." He just picks it up and said, "Don't you see this? This is radial now." Right? "Oh yeah, sir, I didn't see it." He can immediately go to the point and pick out the essence of things. So, in this verse which we are seeing today, it may seem like Prahlad has spoken so many things and he will be speaking so many things, and he is speaking, one of the things he is speaking is this today. But each verse, when you see individually, is wholesome, is perfect. It's a complete unit in itself. And in this particular verse, he has exposed the fallacy of family life. When we talk of family life, it's a universal thing. We are not talking about human beings here. All species of life, 84 lakhs, indulge in family life. So, what is applicable in this verse is not only to human beings, but to all living entities. Even the ostrich has its family life. And the penguins also. And even the small worms What to talk of the honeybees who are social people and they have families and queen bees and drones and workers and the whole system of very much attached to their social positions and lives and prescribed duties as drones or workers. So family life is universal. So in that sense, what Prabhupada is saying here is there's nothing great about family life. If 84 lakh species of life indulge in this activity, how come it can be a great thing? It's something which is just basic existence. Of course, here, even family life, attachment to children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, appears like something which is not even seen today. Even this is not seen. What to talk of? So the degradation of Kali Yuga is so appalling that there is no attachment to children because children are being killed in the womb. So even that doesn't exist. And great-grandchildren, there is no attachment practically. Parents and great-grandchildren live so separately. Even parents and children live separately. What of great-grandchildren and the grandparents? They are living in old-age homes, waiting for their death. So where is the attachment? Vruddhashram, home for the aged. It's coming up in Bombay also now. Bapu no ghar. So many such structures are there. Old age people are just sent. Paycheck of 30,000 rupees, 10,000 whatever just reaches the end of the month, first of the month, and then parent is taken care of. So even that is fallen apart now already. So this is even what we are hearing here is also something which is really far-fetched. It happened several generations before. As human beings, we may think that family life is special because see, it's not the same thing. You see, it's different anyway. It's human life. It's different. But actually, the acharyas tell us there's nothing different between human family life. And there's absolutely no difference whatsoever. And to get convinced, you just have to see a film on wildlife on the Discovery Channel. And see how you will find there a big fish, mother fish. And there are predators in the ocean also. And as the predator starts, there are so many small fishes of this mother swimming around her. Very tiny. One hundredth of the size of the fish, mother fish. As soon as the predator comes, a mother can sense this, small fishies are just going out here and there. They're not still worldly wise. But the mother just comes close by, the predator is coming, and opens his mouth. Reflexly, all the children, mother, they all enter the mouth of the mother. And then by the time the predator is close by to gulp one of them, all the fish, small fish are in the abdomen of the mother. And predator is not so powerful to, do anything with the mother fish. It's quite big and scary eyes, and so it just goes away. As soon as that fellow goes away, mother opens the mouth, and all these fellows swim out us again. It's as if life is cool. There's no problem. And how in the mating season, a small beetle will attract the opposite beetle by making some sounds, will start tapping its back, tack, 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 like that. So the opposite beetle knows, now this is the call. I have to respond to this. Just all, when Prabhupada says this, eating, sleeping, meeting, defending, we have heard it so many times, it's like, the same thing, right? This is something which we have already heard a million times before coming to the class. Doesn't make it an impact on our consciousness. But when we sometimes see the life of these animals, birds, reptiles, these small worms, it is so startling. It exactly resembles family life of the human beings. In fact, there are birds who build beautiful houses. We think we can build beautiful houses. Why does most people earn money? So they can have a nice mansion to stay. Most Indians who are staying in America, a large part of the money they've earned is to establish a nice house. A nice house, which costs millions of dollars. A nice, you know, park and, you know, this, some swimming pool and like that. We think it's beautiful. But even the birds are so artistic. They also are not just building something. They build some very fancy houses. There are birds which build nests, and they build strong structures too. There are birds, we have seen, which build nests of grass which stay for 100 years. And for 100 years, they keep on adding and adding a big, it becomes a big nest on a huge dry tree. The tree has gone through so many seasons, up and down, and the tree is dried up, again it's flowers. And the huge nest, very big. And each generation leaves behind its house. And there are quarters. So the birds exactly know this is my house. And so the whole, it is not that they just enter into anybody's room, you know, the privacy. I mean, you know, some decorum is there. They enter into their chambers, and some of them enter their chambers. So in this way, we need to appreciate deeply in our heart that absolutely nothing is special about family life. However rosy it may appear, however glorified and glamorous it may appear to us, it is something which is just basic, corporeal, mundane existence. Nothing more than that. And plaything in the hands of women, well, that also we see in every species, is it not? We know that how, when there are different, when the pigeon, which is, you know, the familiar bird, when the pigeon has to find its mate, it starts dancing before the female pigeon, right? It goes around in particular awkward fashion to attract attention. So we find this in every animal. And human beings also like that, right? They also have to do so many fancy things to attract the opposite sex. Nothing special. Absolutely nothing special. So are we saying that family life is horrible? Are we saying that family life is condemned? No. Prahlada is very specific. Family life which is not dedicated to the ultimate purpose of liberation from all bondage and attachments to Sri Narayan, that family life is condemned. In fact, here is a definition of demons, which is also very wonderful. Anybody who is in this, as we said, described all this, anybody who is living a life like this is categorized as Prahlad. Now, Prahlad knows more than anybody else what is a demon, because he himself is in family. He's a born demon in that sense, in his demonic legacy he has, which carries with him. So he knows what a demon is, and a demon is saying what a demon is. Like an alcoholic can say what an alcoholic is, and maybe an athlete can say what it means to be an athlete, right? So you say, yeah, this is what it means to be an athlete. Yeah. So a demon can say what it means to be a demon, rather than we describing what a demon is. Demon is saying, he is saying here that anyone, where is it? Those who are addicted to this conception of life, this family life, are called as demons. It is so amazing. So that immediately, as Prabhupada used to say, the whole world is demoniac. So, Prabhupada is exaggerating. He's not really demoniac, you know. Nice people around. I don't see the whole world demoniac. But this definition, it's a very specific, very accurate description of what a demon life is. And we find a parallel to this in Yamaraj's teachings to his Yamadutas. That whom are the people which Yamaraj has ordained to bring to him? When we read Second Chance and then our, you know, Ajamil story, he says, all those who are attached to family life, who have not remembered the Lord, bring them to me. This is a specific order. Who are the, you know, candidates for Yamadutas to be caught? Even decent people, whom we think are very decent, but they are, you know, victims of Yamadutas. And the other extreme example you find in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, which is also very startling when you think of it. I mean, it's the same whether it is Prahlad or it is Prabhupada or Lord Chaitanya, they are all the same category people. same personalities. Lord Chaitanya is condemning Hiranya Mazumdar and Govardhan Mazumdar. Now that is sometimes which you find, wow, this is too much. Now what to talk of condemning penguin life and pigeon life? And everyone knows it is condemned. This is very low, inferior birth. But the parents of Raghunath Das Goswami, multi-millionaires of the time, pious people, they never had wine in their life. They never touched meat. They never did any crazy, you know, illegal or illicit things. Respectful to sadhus. Giving charity to sadhus would come, you know, they were practically maintaining the whole of that area of Bengal where they were staying, Saptagram, Adi Saptagram. They were supporting the Vaishnava activities of all there. It's like, you know, all the Namata programs, they must be there sponsoring prasadam there or whatever. Like, you know, everything they're doing there. And Lord Chaitanya goes on to say that he's telling Raghunath Das Goswami that their life is like a deep dark well where people pass only stool. Now, we would feel that that's even us. We are living a life like that, is it not? We are trying to live pious life. We are supporting some sadhu activity, some preaching activity. What is this? This is also deep dark. So, the point is that it is a very, very, you know, to be really qualified, that means, what is Prahlad talking about? Whom are the people whom he really thinks are worthy? Who are the real people who are living good lives? As only those who are living their material lives, whether opulence or no opulence, with a single pointed aim to get liberation from the cycle of birth and death, through their bhakti to Narayan and Krishna, only they and they alone are qualified in Prahlad's, and of course when you say Prahlad, he's a Mahajan, so it's a universal definition which we have to accept. Only those, according to Acharyas, are people who are really living human lives as they should be led. Everyone else, and that leaves, how many people are living life like that? Probably you can, you know, make that audacious statement that only ISKCON people most of the time are like that. How many people really live life where they are only attached to, or people who are in some bona fide sampradaya living with very high ideals, only they live human life of the type Prahlad is recommending here. So, this is the glory of Prahlad's analysis. And it is very startling, it is very heavy definition, and it's something which we'll have to really, think about it deeply, because only when we analyze this, understand this nicely, deeply in our hearts, that we will develop detachment for this family life. Otherwise, we are all naturally going to become in our next life again into the same family life. Whether we are brahmacharis now or grihasthas or sannyasis, unless we have really understood this Prahlad's teaching properly, we know that we are going to get human lives if we don't make it to the spiritual sky. Prabhupada said we'll get human lives. But we are most likely to go back into the, because there's not no other life, there's family life everywhere, family life. That means the potential shackles of family life are there to bind us again in the next life also, unless we understand accurately, deeply and perfectly what Prahlad is saying here. Playthings in the hand of women. Beautiful women. Sometimes, even when I've heard this from our marriage board, so I'm just quoting. That shows, you know, that all of us are still much attached to mundane conception of life. That in the criteria for the marriage board, for the right, whatever requirements and this and that and all. Probably the first thing they would say is either they want a handsome boy or a beautiful girl. It's one of the most commonest things they need. Okay, is educated, good culture background, nice devotee, but should be good looking. So that shows that all of us, now, even if I were to fill my form today, even though I'm married, I would probably think of the same thing. Somebody who's So we are not really pointing fingers at anybody, but this is, even though we have so much knowledge, even when we were 6 months old devotees, we heard the story of liquid beauty at that time. Is it not? All of us know the story of liquid beauty. We have seen dramas being performed and skits being performed and we liked it, and there are, ISKCON has produced, you know, the CD. Even as a young devotee, I remember seeing the CD so many times, that prince coming and, you know, and then you see that big jar of stool, big jar of vomit, and you know how this young lady, beautiful lady, becomes so. So if we learned our basics, that I'm not this body, and this body is only, you know, vessel, real beauty is within. But even then we become 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 year devotees, we still want to have a partner who is... attachment. We have... that means it is a... that means this knowledge is not easy to assimilate. That's the point. It is so easy to speak and read and, you know, intellectually appreciate it. It's, but it, our attachments, believe me, are so, so very deep. We may put tilak, we may plant 64 rounds in Ekadashi, we may do all these things. But to develop genuine detachment of the heart, it will take a long, long time. And actually our process is very wonderful. We are not expected to get detached from material life. We are only expected to get attached to Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Because that's the only path of detachment. Who can really say that I can get detached from family life? Who has the power to say that? Prabhupada is saying here, even as an old man, you lead a life, you have lived for 90 years in that family, the family has rejected you. They don't take care of you, but even then you are attached to them. All of us know examples of that, like that. They have been rejected by the family, but still they can't forget their children, grandchildren, wife. They can't forget them. They're just attached to them. They say, okay, they're attached for me. Well, let's take sannyas. Come on. They don't say that. Only Avanti Brahman, that, you know, just our, what is that? He got detached from family life. That Avantipur. From Avantipur, that Brahman was there, and he got detached suddenly from, because, you know, that miser person. Otherwise, most of us, difficult, very difficult. So, in our bhakti process, we have a great advantage that we can get detached from family life, or rather, we can Krishnaize all our attachments powerfully, because we are expected to get attached to Krishna. As Prabhupada says, there is no possibility. Is it, you know, it's like a very category. No one at any point of time, in any country, at any time, no one has ever got detached from material life by being attached to the family. That means it is such an infallible bond that nobody ever in the history of creation has ever got free from it. It's impossible. So only attachment to Krishna is our hope. So we can see Prahlad is going to generate this sort of faith in his people. And being born as demons, their attachment to this family life, which has been talked, is so very intense, far more than normal people. Because demons means they are thriving on that. They are like worms thriving on this sort of thing. But even they, by the words of Prahlad, are going to get sense of understanding. So Prahlad is like a powerful generator. The various generators, like we have a generator, when the light goes off, then there is a diesel or petrol or is used, and there is a generator which immediately converts, you know, that energy from petrol or diesel into electrical energy. And then everything illuminated again. Or you're in a scooter or a car, you have generators, battery generators, which generate energy. So, what Prahlad is and what we need to become following their footsteps is to become generators of faith. This faith. Prahlad is a faith generator. Even in demons, he can generate faith in this knowledge. So, Krishna consciousness is a process whereby I was hearing from the tape from Radhanath Swami that we must become faith generators. That means that through each and every devotee, through his actions, must live a life of such quality whereby he generates that faith in everybody else. That is understood by the leaders as the highest service which one can ever render. More than distributing so many books, more than distributing so much of prasad, more than giving so many lectures, more than doing any amount of deity worship, what would be most glorified in a Vaishnava community as a very powerful example is that person who has led a life in terms of his words, his actions and his behavior, where he generates faith in people who are around him. And that is the best service to the Vaishnava community. Like Prahlad is doing. He will generate faith now. Dashandamarga will get so scared that he is now converting the entire school to become like him. So like a whole race of demons being converted en masse to become Vaishnavas, generators of faith. And this is probably the biggest challenge which we have, because many times in the history of our movement, people who have gone away from our movement have gone away either because of attraction of sense enjoyment or because of improper behavior of other fellow devotees. These are the two most commonest reasons why people have gone away. As far as sense enjoyment, which attracts us, that's something which we have to take care of ourselves. The temptations are all around us. But as regards people going away because of our misbehavior, that is in our control. Somebody misbehaved and so many devotees got burnt out. So many people left because they just could not, appreciate the fact how can devotees behave like this. They're holy people, supposed to have holy language, holy behavior, and this is what they did, and people were mixed off. Right? So, you find all too often in our devotee, examples like that coming up many times. Two devotees are dealing with each other, somebody deal with money. And then one person did not give the money which he owed to the other devotee, or went into a business, and then the business agreement was not properly kept, and the faith was broken. Oh, this devotee has taken away the money. Right? Or there are so many examples like that. So somebody sees a flat for somebody else and said, okay. So, somebody sees a flat for somebody else, and then you're supposed to pay some commission, 1%, 2%, and he sees a flat for you, and you said, yes, I'll give 2%, and he said, you're a devotee, you don't need the money, right? It is Krishna's service, and then he doesn't give the money you owe him, right? So then he has broken that devotee's faith so badly, and he reminds the Prabhu, you're supposed to give me some money. I saw this flat for you, and it cost 25 lakhs, and at least you should give me 1%, if not 2%. And he gives him some amount. You take this and be happy with this. So there are so many examples like that in our devotee community sometimes, where our misbehavior, our non-virtuous behavior makes people lose their faith. Or find people getting into karma kand. You find people like that. Oh, when something goes wrong in their, in their material life, then they go to some karma kandi, bua, baba, mantrik, tantrik. Start wearing some types of rings. Start going to various astrologers. Start going to, various karmakandi people for some Narayana Bali or, some Nag Bali. There are such, rituals are there. They are authentic. They are there in the scriptures. But Prabhupada did not recommend anybody to go to Lord Ganesh for earning even money for Krishna. Devotees said, Prabhupada, we said Ganesh is, Vignaharta, so all, ISKCON needs so much money for, so we can worship Ganesh, and there's an episode like that, we have heard, in Prabhupada's pastimes. So Prabhupada said, if you can worship Ganesh and get some, he said some huge figure, some $10 million or something, then you can worship Ganesh. And you understood. You cannot, Sachimata is going with a plate of offering to Shitala Devi, to the Devi. I remember when I was a young child, when I had got this chicken pox or something, some sort of eruption on my body. My mother took me to this nearby temple, which is that Devi. I don't know how that Devi is connected to chicken pox, but Children go. At least some of you may have also gone. So Sachi Mata of that time, Vedic tradition, she was going with this bhoga to Shitala Devi. Now this is Sachi Mata. And obviously she's not going to go to Shitala. She has no, she's a million times attached to Nimai. And she's going there obviously to, you know, for some service to take care of my child. You know, motherly way, you know, offer some prayers to the Devi so that her Nimai would be in good health and whatever. But Lord Chaitanya, we find in such a prayerful, wonderful way, instructively, say, when he, as she is going, the cloth covered, and said, "Mommy, I'm hungry. I'm hungry right now. Give me some food." So I'm just going to puja, child, I'll be back, and just a few minutes, I'll give you as much as you want sweets. "No, I want right now. Abhi." Nimai had this, you know, intense mood, you know, he wanted things now. Like Krishna says, surrender now. So, yes, Nimai also, "I want sweets now." So she opens the cloth and takes all the sweets, and she says, "Oh, my child, what have you done?" He did not want his mother to go for any karmakanda activity to Shitala Devi. Even he did not allow Nanda Maharaj to worship Indradev also. Because that is a part of karmakanda. Worshipping Indra, the huge puja, to get all opulences to serve Krishna. Nanda Maharaj is not going to use that opulences to serve, you know, himself and his, you know, family. He's going to go to opulences of grass and grain and milk. Is all for the service of Sri Krishna. Because Nanda Maharaj knows nothing else in his life. But even then, Krishna, in playful but very instructive, powerful way, did this Govardhanadhari Leela to instruct. Nanda Maharaj did not have to go to Indra for anything. He had to go only to Krishna in the form of Govardhan. So we find that when devotees go to these karmakandi people or too many astrologers and too many rings they start wearing and tavis and, you know, this puja, that puja and this minnat, that mannat and, you know, then, you know, during the this Purushottamas, they start having dips in this river and that river for auspiciousness and all. Then we find that that is a mixture. So there is some dilution which takes place. So here, Prahlad Maharaj and the Amahajans have agreemented that only Narayan, Mam Ekam Sranam Vraja, is a very heavy, heavy statement of Krishna. And think about it actually. That we are not expected to go to anybody else, but depend only on Sri Krishna's mercy in our life for everything, whether good happens or bad happens. Just go to Him. When something goes bad, immediately we start thinking of other ways, you know, of, you know, some, is there some rituals I can do to make my bhakti go well? That's, you know, usually the, I can do the ritual of some karma kanda, but that will make my bhakti go well, is it not? But no. So there is a very big responsibility in becoming devotees, that through our words we have to be this faith generators, because that is what will be seen by others. How many times we have heard Mahaprabhu saying to Haridas Thakur that some people preach very well but they don't follow. And some people, you know, follow but they don't preach very well. But you are doing both. You are preaching and you are following perfectly. So each and every one of us who are here, who have to play this role of being a faith generator, in terms of our preaching, through our words, and through also our actions, behave in such a way that we can generate that faith in others. Whether it is a counselor, whether it is a temple commander, whatever, in especially in a leadership position when people go into, then when people see there is a tendency to control, to use your, you know, juniors for your service, then that, to get some gifts from them, by, you know, pleasing them and then get some gifts from them. And all these things start coming in the things, counselors come to your house to clean your house during Diwali. So, when all these things taking place, then, you know, we find, oh, this is some dilution taking place. So, we would like to again remind ourselves about these Prahlad's words, which are very powerful. Let us not miss the opportunity of reading and understanding these words of immense knowledge, where he's exposing. You see, to take Prahlad's words seriously, we'll have to really allow ourselves to feel like be exposed. Because all of us are attached to our family lives. That's a fact. But we'll have to really accept the words of Prahlad and said, oh yes, Prahlad, what you're saying is true. Now I need to get attached to Narayan and make all my people in my family to attach to Narayan. And only then I can crystallize my attachment to them and develop detachment from family life. Otherwise, the last line of the purport says, punha, 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 punha. Again and again and again, we will have to come every life to the same thing as an ostrich, as a penguin, as a human being, as a worm, attached to family life. I remember a lecture of Radhana Swami years ago when we were at Khar. It struck me. He said that, looking for sugar cane and you are getting, this bamboo stick looks like just like that. Or even if you really get a sugar cane, suppose. And if everyone has taken chewed that sugar cane. It's a very simple example which we've heard again many times, but it's very nice. If you remove all the juice has been removed by the bhaiya after crushing it into his machine, and then he gives everybody assembled, said, take, this is sugar cane, very nice. And you chew it. There is no drop there. And you chew it and you find there's nothing. And maybe you'll get some juice out of this. You give it to somebody else and eat. And everyone is chewing that crushed sugarcane juice. And there is no juice there. Absolutely. So this is that example of chewing the chewed. Everyone has chewed. We have chewed this family life business for at least 8 million times. Right? 8,400,000. So we're in the 400,000 wala range, man. We don't know. They're in lower 400,000 or upper 400, whatever it is. But at least we have engaged in family life how many times by now? 8 million times. Now that's a long, long, long time to be in. It is a long, long thing. We have had immense experience of this. Experience, yes, we have gone through it. If you were to regress our life through hypnotism, hypnotic trance, you go into your past lives. You can regress. There are books like that, where they have regressed people into their past lives, 88 past lives. What they were in, 88 lives. But they can even go to 8 billion lifetimes, keep on going behind, before, go behind. Like you say, aage kohar, piche kohar, piche kohar. You go behind. What were you in the, before that. So we will see that we have gone through all camel life, and all zebra life, and all mosquito life. We have done it, everything. And each time, what were you doing in this life? Analyze. And he will analyze. I was eating, I was sleeping, I was mating, I was defending. Go, next life. See what you were doing that life. So eating, further, if you go on regressing into all your past life memories, even as an amoeba. What are you doing now as an amoeba, my dear soul? Think about your activities. Amoeba will speak. I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I'm mating, and I'm defending. Jai. Come back to family life now. Come back to human life. Now, don't do that again. You want to do that again? I said, no, it's boring. Now, I want to go to my real family. That is the real thing. We cannot give family life at all, but we need to go back to our original natural family. Because this is a duplicate mirror image family. Family life is wonderful. Centered around Krishna. In this family life, who's the center? I am the center. That is the problem. In any family life where Krishna's deities, Krishna's aradhana, Krishna's puja is the center, that family life is glorious. Wonderful. Like we have Anandan Prabhu, his son. In a few days he will establish this Radha Shamsundar in their house. Then that family life is glorious. That's an example for the whole world to follow. Young child in his teenage years, 14, 15 years or something. Raghunath, that is the example. This family is like a faith generator, is it not? And I was saying Anantu that is it Raghunath's marriage or something? The type of enthusiasm which you're having to invite everybody, and he came to Mira Road to invite all the people that. So I said, yes, Raghunath may get married, may not get married, who knows? At least the satisfaction of calling everybody else for a program is there. They have given pamphlets, invite everybody personally, please come to our house, bless us, bless our child, bless our activities. That family life which is being portrayed by so many devotees around us who are living examples of that faith, that everything is in the center is purely Krishna. There's nothing else in their life. Nothing. Huh? There is no attachment to any worldly pleasures or cars or this and fancy dresses and social positions, nothing. It's only Krishna. Kevala bhakti, keval Krishna. So we need to identify these beautiful examples which are around, very much around us. Very much around us. Of so many devotees leading such exemplary lives, they all are faith generators. And by in touch by these faith generators, we will also become faith generators. We will be able to live a life of that quality. And then whatever we can offer to the community around us in terms of that faith, that is our true and lasting service in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.